This is Carl Guardino, CEO of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, and happy Thanksgiving week. We have a great show for you tonight on the CEO Show here on 1590 KLIV with three special guests. Tonight, we're going to have Mike Splinter, the CEO of Applied Materials, one of the most generous companies in Silicon Valley, along with two other very special guests from the nonprofit world, the CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank of San Mateo and Santa Clara Counties, Kathy Jackson, and the CEO of the Housing Trust of Santa Clara County, Kevin Zwick. And we're all here this evening as we gear up for the 8th annual Applied Materials Silicon Valley Turkey Trot. And we are going to now go to all three of our guests, to Mike Splinter, Kevin Zwick, Kathy Jackson. Welcome to the CEO Show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Carl.
And again, we want to thank you all for joining the show this evening. Mike Splinter, let's start with you. Applied Materials is known not only as a generous and involved corporation here in the Valley, but around the globe as well. How does Applied's support of the Silicon Valley Turkey Trot align with your business philosophy?
Well, Carl, first of all, we live in communities. The biggest community we live in and work in is in Silicon Valley, of course. And we strive to make those communities that host our company better places to live. And much of what we do to give back to the community is driven by our employees. So this is very much in line with our business philosophy, and our relationship with all the team members of Applied Materials.
Great. Mike Splinter, thank you. Kathy Jackson and Kevin Zwick, as you work with companies throughout the region, tell us about how you successfully do that, working with high-tech companies, but companies of all type.
Well, this is Kathy, and we have had a tremendous relationship with an array of different companies in the Valley. And I think the reason that it's worked so well with Second Harvest Food Bank is that we don't just approach companies asking them for their financial support, but we also look to engage their employees. We have so many volunteer opportunities at the food bank, and companies bring subsets of the company, teams, their finance group, their marketing group, their sales group over to sort food, to work at our distribution sites, to do any number of different things within the food bank. It's a great team build for the company itself, but I think companies love the fact that their employees get a hands-on sense of what the dollar philanthropy is also supporting.
And Kevin Zwick, CEO of the Housing Trust of Santa Clara County?
Well, for us, we really owe our existence to the support of the business community. And the Housing Trust came into being when CEOs of our high-tech companies and our other large employers knew that we had to bring new solutions and bring new resources to bear to help solve the affordable housing crisis. So the business community really started the Housing Trust, and today we work with them really closely. Our programs help their employees buy homes. We've held information sessions at different campuses where we've talked with employees about their issues keeping their housing, and a lot of people are going through the foreclosure crisis, and others are looking to figure out how to make living in Silicon Valley more affordable.
The three beneficiaries of the Applied Materials Silicon Valley Turkey Trot, of course, are the Housing Trust of Santa Clara County, the Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara and San Mateo Counties, as well as the Children's Health Initiative. They do great work. Mike Splinter, has Applied been involved with these three organizations for some time?
Well, we have, Carl, for many, many years, actually. And certainly, as you know, during the 8 years of the Turkey Trot, we've been very involved with all of these groups that do such great work in the community. And I'd just like to say thank you to Kathy and Kevin for the tremendous work that they do in working with our companies, making people really want to be involved. When I think about Second Harvest Food Bank, in our valley, we often think people shouldn't go hungry and they shouldn't have to decide between housing and feeding their children, but they do, and that's why it's so important that We work hard to solve the hunger issue. And these organizations are tremendously efficient. The leverage that the Housing Trust has to create many, many homes for people who otherwise might not be able to get a mortgage, especially in these times. Just tremendous work, Carl, and I think we ought to congratulate them as well as the Children's Health Initiative.
And the Children's Health Initiative, only in existence for about a decade, now ensures that more than 96% of all children in Santa Clara County have health insurance. And that's just a remarkable record of achievement. And Mike Splinter, your role, the role of Applied Materials with these three great nonprofits helping needy families, as well as so many others, has just been exemplary in Silicon Valley. And Kathy Jackson, Mike Splinter just talked about people having to make a choice about going hungry or having a roof over their head. Give us perspective. In Santa Clara and San Mateo counties, how many people or how many families each night wonder where that next meal is coming from?
Gosh, Carl, I don't know how many wonder about it, but I can tell you how many folks we serve.
Yes.
On a monthly basis, we provide food to almost 250,000 people every single month. And if you think about the population of Santa Clara and San Mateo counties, it's $2.5 million people, which means that literally one out of every 10 local residents is looking to the food bank for at least some of their food. That's a staggering number. And one of the big challenges that we have at the food bank is putting a face on local hunger, because people don't associate hunger or homelessness with Silicon Valley. They think of innovation, job creation, wealth creation, but not hunger or homelessness.
And what I find amazing about the numbers that you just gave, one of every 10 people wondering where, not wondering, but needing that yeah. help with a meal, is how efficient you are in delivering those meals. Again, give our listeners on 1590 KLIV Radio some sense of how economical you are with their dollars.
I love the question, Carl. There are really three things that I tend to cite when asked about that. The first one is that 95 cents of every dollar that's donated to the food bank goes to programs to feed hungry people. That's an extraordinarily efficient organization. Secondly, we, because of the way we source our food, donated produce from the Central Valley and the Imperial Valley, donated food from manufacturers and retailers, supplemented by food then that we purchase, we're actually able to provide two healthy meals for every dollar that we raise. That's amazing. I mean, you couldn't do that yourself if you went to the grocery store. I don't even think you could do that at a fast food restaurant. You may be able to get one meal, and it probably wouldn't be all that healthy. So those are amazing statistics. Add to that the fact that we're one of the only food banks in the country. There are just a handful of us that do not charge anything for the food that we distribute. Most food banks charge somewhere between 10 and 20 cents per pound. We distributed almost 50 million pounds of food last year. That would have been a nice revenue flow if we charged for it. We do not think that that is right.
Kathy Jackson, thank you for the amazing work you do at Second Harvest Food Bank. Mike Splinter, CEO of Applied Materials, when we started the Turkey Trot, thanks to your generous sponsorship 8 years ago, did you even imagine how fast it would grow, and what were your goals for this race?
Well, gosh, Carl, I think 8 years ago we were hoping that, you know, maybe 1,000 people would show up that first year, and wow, the race has just exceeded all expectations year after year after year. And together, you know, we've set some pretty lofty goals, and through your hard work, really achieved those goals. But the real winners in all this are the three charities that we've been able to raise so much money for over these first 7 years. And on Thursday morning, I think we're going to by far set a record and reach close to 25,000 people there. Should be quite a sight enjoying Thanksgiving morning. But every one of them recognizing that they're also giving back to some very, very worthy causes.
And Mike Splinter, I'm just going to let our audience know that what's amazing about Mike Splinter as a CEO is that he demands high goals, and then helps you achieve those goals. The goals for the first year, as Mike Splinter said, were 1,000 participants. And we ended up on race morning with 1,900 paid participants that first year. We were able to donate $132,000 back to these three great nonprofits helping the needy. And 1,900 went to year two with 3,200, then 6,200, then 7,600, then 10,800, then 14,200, then last year, 21,114, and this year's goal is 25,000. I will say it everywhere. None of that would have happened without the leadership of Mike Splinter and his team at Applied Materials, because they help us set lofty goals, and then they don't walk away. They help you achieve them, and that's the type of corporate philanthropy and corporate participation that we want this valley to emulate. I'm going to go to you, Kevin Zwick. We heard it from Kathy Jackson, how much they stretch a dollar to help people who are hungry. You also have a phenomenal record of help, of stretching a dollar to help people who are homeless or are looking to buy a home. Tell us about that.
Sure, absolutely. So the Housing Trust has a pretty unique model where we're an innovative public-private partnership. And what we're able to do with every dollar that's raised by the Housing Trust and invested into affordable housing, we're able to leverage that many times over. So in the last 12 years, we've invested $72 million directly into affordable housing, which has helped leverage $1.6 billion in other resources to create over 9,600 affordable housing opportunities here in the county. So it's a type of model that we're asked to replicate throughout the state and throughout the country, and it's really because of the public-private partnership that we've had here.
Yeah. And Mike Splinter, CEO of Applied Materials, 8 years ago when you and I sat down with your team and you graciously became our title sponsor of the Silicon Valley Turkey Trot, you talked about a race up in Sacramento area that we modeled a lot of this on. Tell us about that race, and did you ever think we would be as popular as we are to start going after what that race has achieved for 30 years in Sacramento?
Well, Carl, my family and I, as you know, have a home in Granite Bay outside of Sacramento, and we ran in that Run to Feed the Hungry, which is also obviously a great cause on Thanksgiving morning. And at that time, they were getting more than 20,000 people to participate in that event on Thanksgiving morning. And I thought, gee, if they can do that in Sacramento, we ought to be able to do even better in Silicon Valley. We have people who love to give. We have a greater population. We ought to be able to create an event that is equally as large and even better than the one in Sacramento. But I certainly didn't think it was going to happen this fast or anywhere close to this fast. And I think you probably have the detailed numbers, but we may surpass them this year in actual participants. Is that possible?
We actually surpassed them last year in people who crossed the finish line, but I should say it rained really hard in Sacramento last year. It did not rain in Silicon Valley. So we have powers you do not even know of in what we were able to do. But they are really our role model, because they usually have about 30,000 now that register. And they raise about $1 million for their food bank up there. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. So it's a good one to emulate. And hopefully within the next year or two, with your leadership, Mike, we're going to surpass them.
Well, Carl, we all know that Turkey Trot wouldn't be where it is today without your energy and undying support and true creativity. Just the number of sponsors that you've been able to attract, the idea of races within the race, the ideas of having a professional race. These things, Carl, were just amazing innovations and ideas that you were able to put together, execute, and make a reality, and have made this a real event and just an enjoyable family event as well on Thanksgiving morning.
And the family aspect is something that we all want to stress through the Applied Materials Silicon Valley Turkey Trot. So for our 1590 KLIV listeners, what Mike Splinter, the CEO of Applied Materials, our gracious title sponsor 8 years in a row, is referring to is, if you come out Thanksgiving morning to downtown San Jose, we have a race for you. We have a 5K run or walk, so don't be intimidated. 2 out of 3 people who participate in that walk it. They've got baby strollers, they've got coffee in their hand, they are just enjoying community and starting their holidays in a fun and healthy way. We have a 10K run as well. Then we have races within the race. We have our Fry's Electronics Quickest Cop, Fastest Firefighter competition. We have 500 peace officers from Silicon Valley competing. If you're a burglar, you pick the right day because all the police officers are going to be all downtown in San Jose. We have our Kids Fun Run, our Lucille Packard Kids Fun Run for ages 2 through 9, which is the highlight of every Silicon Valley Turkey Trot. And we have some of the fastest men and women professional runners literally on the planet that run after we mere mortals run so that we can watch them in a 4-loop course running men's pace at about 13 minutes 30 seconds. That's about